This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by AGI SureTrack. I'm Dustin Huffman. We've been talking about fertilizers a lot lately, the higher costs, the lower supply, what we could be facing for 2022. However, one Iowa State agronomy professor says that there's going to be quite a bit of nitrogen left over from this year's crop. It all comes down to making sure you capture it for using next year. We'll hear from him next.
Your operation is teeming with data points. Managing that information can be difficult. There's one agriculture platform that converts data points into profit. A subscription to AGI SureTrack gives your data a place to connect. Whether it's in-bin grain conditioning, production costs, or fleet performance, deploying an easy-to-use platform moves your operation forward. See what the future of ag looks like with AGI SureTrack. Visit AGISureTrack.com to get started.
Mike Castellano is an agronomy professor at Iowa State University. He says plant use is just one way nitrogen leaves our ground. It also disappears by leaching into waterways and nitrification into the air. However, in dry years, we see fewer of these environmental losses. This means more nitrogen is leaving through the plants, but the plants are also returning it to the ground.
Both those losses to the atmosphere and the water are promoted by rain. And so in these dry years, even when we have high yields, like we're looking at this year, we still have quite a very fewer environmental losses to the air and water. And so that nitrogen's going to be remaining in the soil. And it's important to determine how much we have there when thinking about future fall fertilizer applications, thinking about practices to keep that nitrogen in the soil, like cover crops.
Castellano said farmers should be getting soil tests done this year because they can have a solid inventory of how much nitrogen they already have and how much they might need for 2022.
So there may be enough nitrate in the soil that fall nitrogen can be reduced or moved completely to the spring. In any case, when fall nitrogen is applied, it should always be applied when the soil is at 50 degrees and trending lower, should always be applied with nitrification inhibitors to keep that nitrogen fertilizer in the soil. So those are some things that farmers should be working with their agronomists to understand and adjust for, given the drought that we had this past crop year.
Castellano advocates for cover crops this fall to help maintain that level of nitrates that you have in your soil already, thereby returning them next spring so you don't have to add more.
Cover crops can be planted in the fall when the corn or soybeans are mature. It can be planted into the standing crop or afterwards in the fall. And that cover crop will help retain some of that residual nitrogen fertilizer that's left in the soil after this year and hold on to it to be used by future crops in the system. So it's a really good tool, particularly important in these years when we have some leftover nitrogen in the soil, as we're seeing this fall.
Castellano says that by using cover crops, you can improve not only your bottom line, but the environment around you. Mother Nature's giving you a gift by an abundance of nitrogen, so why waste valuable input dollars to buy something you may not need, or at least not need as much of?
With those high fertilizer prices, plus the relatively dry weather we've had for about the past year now in many parts of the state, not all parts of the state, but many parts of the state, there's quite a bit of nitrogen hanging around in the soil that farmers can take advantage of to offset the impact of those high fertilizer prices in this fall and going into next spring, and really an opportunity to both improve the bottom line and improve the environment as well.
We have much more on this story, plus links to Iowa State University's research on this topic at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.